Me?
Me?
No. Buying the chicken for Josh's birthday was your bright idea. It was your idea to surprise him with live poultry on his 30th. What kind of fucking idea is that anyway, huh? You know how damn hard it is to find a chicken you can borrow for a few hours? Okay, we live in New York City. That's fair. But still. Poor Josh was scared shitless when I brought it out.
Fuck.
What was the chicken's name?
Ah, that's right. Mr. Steve.
Then, come to find out, Josh was allergic to chicken. Your face when he started to break out in a rash was priceless. You gave me the worst look on the way to the ER. The fuck you did? Every time I looked in the rearview mirror, I would just see you staring daggers at me. Heavy shit, man. Hey, I may have bought the chicken, but I wouldn't have done it without you. That's $50 I'm never gonna get back. Rest in peace, Mr. Steve. Oh, good idea. Let's drink to the amazing fucked up chicken. Mr. Steve, we only knew you for a few hours, but you were the best fucking chicken I've ever met. Your life was too short. Hope to see you again soon. Cheers. Actually, you know what? Fine. I'll take full responsibility for Chickengate, but you have to take responsibility for Dr. Newman's teas. Oh, you bet your sweet ass I did. I'm 100% going there. If I get the blame for the chicken, you get blamed for having to almost change gynecologists. Oh man, that's one story that will always be popular at dinner parties. Yes, I know exactly how embarrassing that was. I was there! The doctor's face is burned in my memory forever. Sometimes, I'll be brushing my teeth and it will just flash in my mind like, hello. Ugh. The fact that you went back and he's still your doctor to this day is a miracle after what happened. My advice? My advice. First of all, it was your bright idea to invite me to your annual physical. Sweetheart, no! Half of our friends are married. None of their husbands go with their wives to their annual exams. For fun. Closer together. Oh yeah. Holding your vagina in your doctor's office because they forgot to give you a gown definitely brought us closer together. Fuck out of here. Hell yeah, I was laughing. Your face was in a full panic when you stripped down and realized they'd forgotten the gown. Instead of just poking your head through the door and asking for one like a normal person, you lay on the table, hold your boobs, and ask me to hold your vagina. The doctor's face. He didn't. Woo! He didn't know what to say. He was absolutely mortified. Yeah, I'd say that calls for another drink. Let's drink to that. Another embarrassing moment survived together. Cheers. Oh, stop lying. You love when this story gets brought up at parties. We'll have the room dying for like 2 minutes. Well, how was I supposed to know that was your boss? You never show me any pictures. Well, you got the promotion, didn't you? Hey, hey, hey.
You're welcome.
You, my love charm.
I hope you enjoy the four-course meal by Shea Osborn. Oh, you were waiting for me to bring it up. I was worried you didn't say anything. You were impressed by the meal. Ah, merci beaucoup.
Oh, thank God. You know, I'm not the domesticated type. And with COVID, all the restaurants are basically closed, so I was all alone in this adventure. Hey, hey, you liked when I made ramen and hot dogs for our second date. Remember that? Weeks? I spent weeks practicing this meal. I worked on the menu of all of your favorites, and I just had to make sure it was perfect. Do you know how many different types of lettuces there are? Mind-blowing. I was up through Whole Foods looking like a deer in headlights. Cheers to the produce lady. She saw she needed to help a poor soul. The potatoes. Well, miss, I can't tell you that.
It's the chef's secret.
So, was it good with my also secret gravy?
Yes.
Whew. I'm also surprised when the duck came out so good. When you said, after your first bite, I stopped sweating bullets. I'm sorry, the what? Oh, and the cheesecake? Well, that was
special.
Yes, it was store-bought. But, in my defense, it came from two little red hens. Okay, so I'm forgiven? Let's cheers to that.
Ah, you like the wine too. 2016 Jadot Clos Rougeau Pinot Noir. It is, how you say in the English, full-bodied. When did I become all of a wine connoisseur? Probably around the same time I nailed this French accent.
Fuck. How did you know Thierry helped me with my accent? Yes, he helped me. I need more French friends, okay? I should have talked in a Spanish accent. It would have been harder for you to narrow down. A completely amazing woman who I love was coming to my place, and I really needed to impress her. I'm glad you liked it. Sweetheart, I know these last few months have been difficult for us. Actually, to be honest, it's been overwhelming. But I'm happy that we're slowly getting back on track together. I haven't seen you smile and laugh like this in, fuck, maybe a year. You have no idea how happy it makes me not only to see it, but no, I put it there. Aw. Thank you, baby. We both have been putting tremendous efforts in repairing our partnership. when you finally started to open up. I know that wasn't easy for you. I could tell that it took a lot for you to do. But when you did, I felt the sense of relief. Not on me, but for us. I also had to take a hard look at myself. That wasn't easy either. No. Thank you. Thank you for giving us another shot. Hmm? Oh, the time? It's, 1:03. I didn't tell you how late it was. Ma'am, you're wearing an Apple Watch. I don't know, I thought you knew. Ah, time to go then. Here, let me help you off the counter. Ready? 1, 2, 3! You want the same wine when you come over again? Yeah, sure. I will have it waiting and ready. No, ma'am. Drop those dishes, ma'am. I'm washing them. This is my restaurant. The customer doesn't clean the dishes. Ma'am, back away from the dessert plates. You're welcome, sweetheart. For what? Baby, I'll always be patient with you. No matter how long it takes. I want us to work. Don't worry, okay? Thank you for that. Oh, yeah, I think you left your purse by the door. I'll walk you out. Thank you. You know, Cheryl has an eye for color. She designed most of the apartment. The art decor is actually my idea. Okay, Cheryl gave me options, but using my good eyes, I picked them out. You always figure me out. So, do you think we can do this again soon? This weekend? Of course! Oh, you want to plan something? By all means! I'm super excited! Oh, let me help you with your coat. Wow. I love this coat in your heels. Did you wear this to impress me? Oh. Seriously? You did? Yes. I'm impressed. It looks incredibly sexy on you. Yeah, it's freezing tonight. I'm glad you remembered gloves. You'll, need those when you go outside. To the car. Got everything? Keys, purse, etc. You're welcome. Of course. May I ask you one thing? Can I kiss you goodnight? Yes? Baby, you don't want to go, do you? think so either. Baby. Do you want me? Can I touch you, baby? Drop your bag. Now. Do you feel my fingers on your neck? How do they feel? I'm good. I saw you shiver for a moment. I love when I can make you do that. What if I trace my fingers down your back? How will that make you feel? Hold on, baby. I've missed you so. Fucking much, baby. I've missed waking up to you in my arms. I've missed seeing you smile. I've missed your laugh. I've missed everything. Can you feel that, baby? Can you feel my cock grinding against your ass? Do you feel what you do to me? Feel it. Feel how fucking hard it is. My pants are about to rip open and you're still fully dressed. Baby, let me undress you. I want to see you. I want to see what I've missed for so long. Oh, fuck, baby. Your nipples are hard. Were they hard the whole time you were here? Since you got here. Baby, take my hands. Take my hands and put them on your tits. Have me hold your breasts the way you want me to. Sound when I squeeze your nipples like this. Oh, you like that? Do you like it, baby? Do you like me squeezing your nipples like that? Tits would be dangling in my face. I always love to play with your nipples with my tongue and suck. I love sucking on them. Oh, me too, baby. They felt amazing in my mouth. However, there is one place I want to taste. Let me find it. Baby? You aren't wearing any panties? Oh. Oh, that was by design. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. You're so fucking wet for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you like it when I rub your clit like that? Yeah. Spread your legs. I want to feel deeper inside of you. Oh, man, I can't neglect your nipples. They need me to play with both of them. Hearing you moan is making my cock so hard, baby. I love when I can make you moan. I love when I can make you feel good. I can't wait till my tongue is on your clit so I can suck hard and see you unravel under me. Yes. Baby. I feel you tightening on my fingers. So I can taste you. Come, baby. Yes. Yes, my love, yes. Like that. Let go. Don't hold back. Let me hear you. Come. Come for me. Tastes so damn good. Do you want to taste yourself? Yes. Then turn around and kiss me. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Oh, baby, no, please. Oh, don't cry. Shh. Oh, no, no, no. Come here. Baby, it's okay. We're together again. Come here. I should be the one apologizing to you. I was a shitty partner. I was so fucking selfish and... I'm so sorry. Thank you for choosing me, baby. Thank you for choosing me again, baby. Through all of this, I didn't think it was possible. But I love you so much more than the day we got married. I didn't know my heart could expand beyond capacity, but my love for you surpasses all reason and understanding. I love you, and I will always love you.
Do you want me to fuck you? Mm-hmm. Then take off your clothes. Come and get you. Fucking gladly. I can feel your heat. I haven't even plunged inside you and you're scorching my cock. Why that pussy so warm, baby? Tell daddy how you want it. How do you want it, baby? How do you want me to make you scream? Hard? Like this? Oh, fuck, baby. Fuck! Oh, yes. Fuck! How do you feel so good on me? Tell me what you want. Uh-huh. Fuck yeah. Yeah, just like that. You like it when I smack that ass? You want me to fuck you hard, right? You want me to make you come on my cock? What? Say it louder then. Whose pussy is this? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh. Scream for me, baby. Huh? Take this dick. Fuck! Do you want me to fuck you? Oh, fuck yes. Okay. Fuck yes, we doing this shit. Fuck. Oh. Yes. Shake that ass for me. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. Yes. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Close. So am I, baby. Come for me, baby. Yes, baby. When I tell you to come, you fucking come. You hear me? Let me hear you. Fuck, I said let me hear you come, baby. Come on me, baby. Come on this dick. Oh. Oh. Tell me. Yes. Tell me. Yes. Oh, come like that. Come for me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Ooh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't. Oh. 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 Fuck. 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 No, I love you. No. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh.
God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh.
I love you.
I love you. Oh, fuck.
Freak, aren't you? That's okay. I love it. And I love you. Fucking A.
Wow. I'm still catching my breath. Let me take you off the door. I know the neighbors will be pissed. Okay. One, two, three. Good. Yeah, I said I was taking you off the door. I didn't say I was putting you down. Because I'm taking you to my bedroom. Baby, I'm not even close to making up with you yet. Baby, you gear me up for a few more rounds. Let's go, little troublemaker. I need you to put you over my knee and spank you for wearing those heels. Oh, fuck you. I love you too.